HarperCollins presents The Palace of Eros, written and read by Cara de Robertis.
For queer folks, all of us, far and wide and throughout time. They remember what their god whispered into their ribs. Wake up and ache for your life. Natalie Diaz, Post-Colonial Love Poem. Of course, women so empowered are dangerous. Audre Lorde, Uses of the Erotic as Power. All of time collapses in the immediacy of desire. Eros has known this since before the world began. Perhaps because of that, she should have predicted how loving a mortal woman could topple her, how what happened in that palace with Psyche would shake her, transmute her, bring her to her knees, forever change the way her arrows glittered as they soared. But she didn't predict it, did not see it coming. Eros knew all about ecstasy and passion and transgression. As the goddess of desire, she harnessed these forces. And for centuries, she had watched them level the lives of men and gods alike. But this. The question she would burn with later, when forced to see the cost of her defiance. Why? Why do it? Why risk everything? Did I do it for her? Or did I do it to be true? Part 1. Earth. 1. I arrived at her palace by soaring from a rock where I'd been left for dead. How I came to be on that rock is not the core of my story, but it's where I'll begin. For all stories have roots, as plants do, as people do, as legends do. In the case of legends, too much distance from the root can twist the tale into a lie. Think of the hordes who want it that way, who obscure on purpose. You've seen it, haven't you? The way they balk at a story with too many sharp edges or unfamiliar colors. How bards and gossips warp a tale to their will. I know why they do it, the allure of audience delight. The trouble comes when feeding that delight means flattening out what gives a story life and power, its wilder shapes, the jagged or the billowed, the spike and fall of songs usually buried under silence. There are truths that some don't want to hear. Without those truths, stories lose their teeth, limbs, bones. It's safer that way for gossips and bards, which is why I don't trust them when it comes to my story with Eros, the story of Eros and me. I wouldn't trust them either if I were you. Sit closer. Let me give you my telling, starting at the root. According to my mother, I arrived in the last hour before sunrise. So fast the village healer didn't come in time, and instead I fell into the trembling hands of a kitchen maid. You burned, my mother said, like an arrow made of sunlight, as if you could shoot through me, as if you had turned my flesh to air. That's how you flew into the world. Insistent you were. You wept that night as if you missed the motion. You were not quiet like your sisters when they were born. This frightened me, so I sang you an old song about the earth, to help you land here, my love, my dear Psyche, to blunt the longing. Girls need that. To be close to the earth? I asked. To stop dreaming of flight. I was 5 then, and entranced by the rare thrill of a walk alone with my mother as we carried the washing from the river. The story landed in me like a welcome stone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?